Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by Reif Martin CPA. Today, along with Allison Reif Martin, Philip talks about the importance of a treasury in business. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple by Allison Reif Martin, CPA, and her sidekick, Philip Washington Jr.
I believe that's the other way around, but you know.
I like being your sidekick when we're talking about taxes and business money, because I'm literally your sidekick here.
I sometimes feel like we're frickin' brack, but that's okay too.
Yin and yang, or as my cousin says, yang. Is it? I think it might be yang. I think yang may be like our Western way of saying it. So
I agree. So, all right. So today we are talking about the importance of having a treasury, or focusing on the treasury function in business.
Yes, yes, yes. You want me to tee it off, or you want
please.
To tee it off?
No, you please do.
Yeah. So I like this topic because it's I have been really iterating on the podcast about thinking holistically about wealth building as a business owner, and just in your overall wealth, right? Because you have the money, right? We're trying to make money, and it feels like business is getting harder and harder, right? For most people, because it is getting harder and harder. Because if you think about the money we use to transact in as a business as sort of like an escalator that can, like, if we move with the escalator, it takes us up with ease. But if we are going against the escalator, then it's harder to go up the escalator. And so inflation is like an opposing force to where we're trying to go, right? And so as it gets worse, it gets tougher and tougher to go up the escalator. So what we're feeling as a business owner is real. And it's easy if you have access to credit, a lot of access to credit, because, right, you can like borrow your way out of your problems. But if you're like a regular one like us, we are going to have to think about our overall strategy, meaning at least from my perspective, it's I want to grow, but I need to grow at a sustainable pace. And if I'm not super convinced that the money that I'm investing in my business is going to do better than the inflation rate, then I need to like park that at something that's going to do better over time, right? So then that way, in five years, if I have if I don't invest the money in the business but I don't take it home and I build assets in my business, right? Treasury, if I build assets in my business, then in 5 years, I have a lot of assets in the business. And when the market fumbles or shakes, continues to shake, and it shakes out an opportunity that my competitors can't take advantage of because they're running on that treadmill, right? It's easier for me, right? You become sort of like what Warren Buffett did to build his empire, right? He just was patient capital. I'm gonna get the easy opportunities. When they're not easy, I'm gonna build up my treasury, right? When the world goes crazy and there's blood on the streets, I'm buying because I have a strong foundation. And I feel like I thought about it from an investment standpoint, but I'm just thinking about it from a business standpoint of saying, wait, maybe I shouldn't, you know, do that, you know, risk thing. I should invest in building up my treasury.
And it makes me think, as you're talking about that, the easiest way to do it is to make sure you've got enough is how much operating expenses do you spend each month? How many months of it do you have on hand? Should you, like you say, really invest in that next, or go for the gold, you know, go for the unicorn as opposed to the gold, you know, whatever the stable thing is. So yeah, with respect to being less, start out being conservative as you work to grow your business so that you can walk up the escalator to success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. And when I say treasury, right, because for me, that means it's obviously like cash, right? So I feel like a lot of us have had as much emergency cash as we can have as we're growing the business. But as you get extra cash, right, I feel like that's where the thought is. I'm, you know, there's business owners that I work with and where I am, where you got extra cash. And so you got to think, should I buy a piece of real estate property with it? Should I invest it? Should I invest in a new line? Right. And that's where I'm thinking, that's at least for me, where I'm focusing on saying, well, you know, buying real estate or investing in a portfolio that's growing above inflation, right? Or buying Bitcoin. These things we talked about in episode one that you can like leverage for different investments in the future. Those are things that that international or big businesses do that are operating. And I say international because when you're operating internationally, like currency is a factor. And so you got to think strategically about like cash flows. And so now that we're in a situation, and I'll do my podcast on the big picture on like where we are, but these are new territories. This is a new territory for American business, small businesses, where our currency is depreciating at a higher rate than what it's ever appreciated at, outside of the 70s, right? But so like we're there. And so I think you have to think about that component in running a business, because we're just going to see more businesses go out of business. That's for sure going to happen, right? And it's less about skill and more about like the ineffectiveness of the financial system, and then us not doing our part to change the currency we trade in, right? Which, you know, I'm not saying go buy all Bitcoin, but I'm saying like this is why people buy real estate, because it's an unmanipulable currency,
right?
You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think probably the first one is to start with shoring up the home front. So make sure you've got emergency cash on hand, and then start to think, how else can I expand to continue to make sure I've got sufficient treasury to focus on growing my business.
So from a CPA standpoint, when you're doing analysis for your clients, you know, how would you help them think through? Because this is a question I get, Philip. I got all this cash. I got 300 grand in cash, 400 grand in cash, 200 in cash. Right? How do you help them think through what to keep in cash, what to invest, right?
So first off, I would always say I'm not an investment advisor, so you'd have to go speak with your financial advisor on the investments that you would like to invest in. But first off, here's your operating expenses. Typically, you need to have at least 3 months of operating cash on hand. Do you have it? You do? Great. Do you have 6 months? Even better. Great. Now let's move on and see how else you can. Can you set that aside? Could you maybe start to slowly invest in like a money market account? Move some of that funds into there, or maybe a CD, or, you know, and then once you've got, again, you've got the home front shored up, then you could think in, do I really need a new building for my business? I don't. Great. Let's move into maybe investing in some, you know, conservative stock accounts, or, you know, something that will be stable, that will show some type of capital appreciation, but wouldn't provide an excessive tax burden on you. That's what I'd be talking about with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Any other additions?
No, I think it would just, to me, the focus would be how much, you know, just make sure you've got the home front shored up.
Got it. Well, thanks for sharing. I think this is a good topic. I think this topic is one where it's like fine wine. It'll be appreciated more 12 months from now on, right? Because like because the world has changed so much that we're feeling it. We're going, I feel what they're saying, but I don't, the data, you know what I'm saying? Like the data is not here yet, you know, but the data is 12 months from now. This episode will make a lot of sense.
Exactly. So, oh my gosh. Well, then on that fine, delightful note, I think the whole month of topics was get a plan. And I think that's the best way to turn April showers into May flowers, by planning.
Thanks for sharing. Let everybody know where they can reach you if they want more information.
You can reach me at my website, RifeMartinCPA.com, or you can email me at info@RifeMartinAccounting.com, and let us hope for lots of Mayflowers.
Thanks, Allison.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.